The other day, Kitty and I were talking a little bit about how celebrities are just like us. There was a story about Post Malone losing his $600,000 fang tooth in Rome. And Kitty, I've come across yet another story that shows how the rich and famous are
just like us. Mm-hmm. Isn't that like a feature in People magazine or something?
I think it is. So here it is. The headline says, Gwyneth Paltrow uses her Academy Award as a doorstop. I mean, who hasn't done that? But at her house, she has it in the Hamptons, of course, her house in the Hamptons. She was taking a journalist on a tour, and they went to the outdoor garden, and there was the Academy Award. There was little Oscar just holding up the door, like to go in and out of one of the
extra houses next to her house.
Yeah. So I would think you'd put an Academy Award in a more prominent place.
Well, I've heard of some of them having it in the bathroom or just having it in their, you know, underground storage unit in their apartment.
Right.
You know?
Right, sure.
So I have heard of unusual places for Oscars, but I'm trying to think if there's like anything like really awesome that I've used for a random purpose.
Yeah, I don't feel like
and,
I have.
And one that I can think of is when I lived in Eau Claire, it was in like a older house, part of an older house. And one at the window in the living room wouldn't stay open on its own.
I hate that.
You know, the whatever it was broken on it. So you had to prop something in there. So I wanted to make sure I used something that, you know, I wouldn't have to take out and use on a daily basis. I mean, you want something there that, you know, you don't really need that much. And it was a pair of weights. Like for lifting weights, it was weights still in the box. And they were called smart bells, not dumbbells. Uh-huh. But they were so smart, they could be used for other things.
Sounds like I should use my workout bag for the gym the same way. Although it probably wouldn't hold it up as well. Bet you had a nice breeze for quite some time, didn't you, Kitty?